Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When I was a kid, opening Christmas gifts that were homemade could mean a variety of things. For instance, when I was the one who made the homemade gift, it often meant, "Here, Dad, I need a bigger allowance," or, "I didn't want to spend any money on you because I'm cheap." On the other hand, some homemade gifts are wonderful. I remember my dad, who likes to mess around in the tool shop and do some amateur carpentry things, made me a castle for my army men, and my sister a Barbie dollhouse, both of which we enjoyed immensely. These days, I've begun to enjoy even more some of those homemade gifts. I love, for instance, some of the gifts I get from my in-laws because they make homemade jam from fresh fruit grown in their gardens or picked from the Michigan fruit belt. And no matter how much money you spend, you just can't buy better jam from the grocery store. Similarly, I like my salsa with just the right amount of heat, a little more than most grocery store varieties, but not quite as much as the ghost pepper salsa I tried once. And they make it just right. Again, I've never found a store-bought salsa that can compete with their homemade stuff. What it all comes down to, I think, is with homemade gifts, it is whose home was it made in? Who made it? If it's a impatient and unartistic 9-year-old named Gregory, well, I hope the thought counts because the quality will surely lack. But if it's made with, if someone with a flair for whatever it is that they're making creates it with painstaking attention to detail, then it's truly a gift to be thankful for. Our gospel lesson this morning focuses on homemade gifts. These gifts are not store-bought, nor are they mass-produced by a soulless company. They were instead created by a masterful artist with unmatched creativity in our artistry. The gifts? All of creation. Anything and everything you can see or touch or taste or hear. And the one who made it? Jesus Christ. Often at Christmas, we talk about the best Christmas gift ever, Jesus Christ, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. And that's certainly true. However, the intro to John's Gospel focuses on gifts from a slightly different perspective. It says, "Through him, the Word, that is, Jesus Christ, all things were made. And everything that was made through him. In him was light, and that light was the life. In him was light, and that light was the life of men." You see, in that way, Jesus isn't like a Christmas gift at all. He wasn't, after all, made at all. He was there from beginning. He wasn't created. He was the creator. He did the picking out, the piecing together, and the wrapping with bows and ribbons. Of course, it's part of the great mind-blowing mystery of the incarnation that the Word made flesh was uncreated, and yet he was somehow conceived by the Holy Spirit so that he might be born of the Virgin Mary. You see, Jesus couldn't possibly be born of man in the normal way because he wasn't created. He was simply God made flesh, God incarnate. Now, don't think about it too hard or you'll hurt yourself. But rather, the main focus of this sermon is a reminder that Jesus was there at the beginning. And anything and everything that was made, anything that is good, he took part in creating. The waters and the land masses of earth, he made them. The eagle and the ostrich, the dolphin and the shrimp, and all the creeping things that creep upon the earth, he crafted them. The fir tree and the sea anemone, he formed those too. Adam he made from the dust of the earth. Eve he formed from a rib from Adam to be a helpmate, a companion, and a balance for Adam. In fact, all our Christmas gifts are ultimately could be traced back to our Savior. All the toys and the tablets, all the food and festivities, it's really all made possible not by your support or your local broadcasting company, but by your Savior. All things, we read, that were made through Him. In fact, it's not just those store-bought gifts that were made by our God and made through the Son of God. All the really, really important gifts, the ones that money can't buy, they were made through Christ as well. Our friends and our family, our home and our health, those who show their love to us at Christmas by buying gifts and coming to visit, these too were made by the Word made flesh. You see, we can learn here that we are not just a random combination of atoms and cells. Instead, our triune God has taken painstaking care in crafting and creating each one of us. All we have to do is look at our family members to appreciate God's creativity, not to mention His sense of humor. We're all made through Him. In fact, God took special care to make us, not just individually, but you and me and all the Christians around the world. He's made us His church, His people. He who made us individually has also made us something corporately, the body of Christ. After all, many of you might not even know each other if it weren't for Jesus Christ and your faith. We certainly wouldn't put up with each other if repentance and forgiveness hadn't been drilled into our thick skulls, many at a younger age, and some of us still learning that lesson still today. In another part of Scriptures, we also read that in Him we live and move and have our being. Today's gospel says, in Jesus was light, and that light was the life of men. He's not only made us, He has saved us. We learn about that as we come closer to Easter, and Christmas really is a precursor, a prerequisite for Easter. Because why did our God become a man? So that He might take on the sin of this world and take it to Calvary and leave it there and bury it in the ground and rise again to give us new life. Jesus has made us, He has saved us, and furthermore, He sustains us day to day. And you and I, we can confidently place our hope and our lives into His hands. He who made all of this can certainly take care of us, both here and in the life hereafter. Christ the Savior has been born, and now He lives and reigns to all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.